a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
So I'm talking to George Miley, who's from Leiden University in the Netherlands. So we're at the Communicating Astronomy with the Public meeting, which is something that's set up by the International Astronomical Union, Commission 55. Could you tell us a little bit about Commission 55, what its goals are?
Yeah, the IU has several commissions. One of them is Commission 55, Communicating Astronomy with the Public. There's another very related commission, Commission 46, which is education and development. And the CAP 2010 meeting brings together communicators of science. And, of course, it's a celebration of the enormous success of the International Year of Astronomy. I don't think anybody who had begun this could have thought that it would have reached so many people in so many countries, 144 countries. There are only 68 members of the International Astronomical Union, professional astronomers, so it's the alliance between professional astronomers, amateurs, teachers, and the general public. There's an enormous appetite for astronomy.
It's incredible. And somebody said that I think there were 46 countries represented here at this one meeting.
Yes, and a lot of people don't have the funding to be able to come here. So I think there would have been people from 144 countries if there'd been enough funding. So it's a huge thing. And in the IAU, I'm one of the six vice presidents, and my responsibility is education and development. And over the last 2 years, we have developed a strategic plan, Astronomy for the Developing World. And this is a decadal plan. It's not just geared to astronomy research, but it's geared to capacity building. We believe that astronomy is a unique tool in building the capacity of a country, because it has links to technology, it has links to science, and it has links to culture. These are three pillars of development, and I think every developed country has culture, science, and technology. So we want to use astronomy from the very early stage, to inspire young children. Then to secondary education, it's a very good training in an analytic research, and it's a good way of persuading people to pursue a career in science and technology. And then research. These days you can be involved with cutting-edge astronomical research no matter where you are in the world, very, very inexpensively. And lastly, public outreach. I think astronomy, of all the science, astronomy is a science that appeals to us all. We've all come from the Big Bang, and it's an inspiring science.
It is. And there's also been a lot of talk this week about using astronomy to help developing countries progress their science infrastructure.
Yeah, and I encourage anybody who's interested in this to download our strategic plan from the IAU website. It's a big venture. And we, at the moment, our education and development activities, there are about 100 volunteers that are active. Now, there are 10,000 members of the IAU. There are postdocs and graduate students. There are huge millions of amateur astronomers. And the idea is to mobilize the resources that were mobilized for the IYA, but to concentrate them on development. This development, it's not only in poor countries, but also in rich countries. There are a lot of regions or a lot of big cities where primary education is, there's enormous need. Secondary education, there's enormous need. And the big change of the IAU now is that we're going in the direction of pre-university education. Up till now, we've been mainly busy with professional astronomers who are interested in developing research capacity, but we're now on a much broader focus.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay.